Let's enjoy this ongoing message by Sam Adeyemi.
Turn with me to Mark 16:17. Let's share briefly from God's word before we pray tonight. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17. It's a verse of scripture that I know most of us know already. We'll read together, all of us, verses 17 and 18. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. If you're there, let's go. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Okay, I've chosen to title our discussion tonight, Miracles Answer to Faith. Miracles Answer to Faith. And these signs shall follow who? Those who believe. That's it. Signs follow those who believe. To cast out devils, speak with new tongues, to take up serpents, to drink poison without being hurt, to lay hands on sick people and to see them recover is beyond the realm of human ability. It's beyond the realm of human nature, beyond the capacity of human nature. Those are products of the supernatural, products of the spiritual world. And the question is, how do I function on this dimension where I can cast out devils, I can terminate demonic or satanic activities wherever I see them happening, I can speak a language that I can never speak and that is beyond the capacity of the human mind, I can terrorize devils, because sometimes serpents. You know, in the Bible, in Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy." So there are two dimensions there. You have serpents physically, because Paul the apostle was on the island of Malta, and they gathered sticks, you know, to burn to warn themselves. And there was a viper. The Bible says it was a venomous beast, a snake that came out, wrapped itself around Paul's hand, and everybody there expected he should fall down dead. And the Bible says that he shook the thing off into the fire and went on. And when they saw that he did not die, because they knew it was a poisonous snake, everybody said he was a god. Okay? Or for someone to want to poison you and to find out that the poison turned into vitamins, multivitamins in your body, that is supernatural. But then all of that is activated by faith. And these signs shall follow those who believe. You remember the man in Mark chapter 9 whose son was being tormented by devils? And Jesus said to the man, if you can believe, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The man said, Lord, I believe. Then he remembered the truth. In other words, instantly he understood the requirement. If you want to see miracles, you want to see signs, you want to see wonders, you've got to believe. So instantly he qualified himself. That was a qualification. You know, I believe. Then he remembered the truth and prayed, Lord, help my unbelief. That's a passage of scripture that blessed me many years ago and blesses me all the time. John chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. Jesus, earlier on in the chapter, had multiplied the loaves of bread and the fish, and he had fed 5,000 men besides the women and the children, thousands of people. And he disappeared. He ran away from the place. The Bible says that he took a boat and crossed over to the other side. When it was morning, they began to look for him. And when they saw that he had gone, they also took boats and went after him. And when Jesus saw them, he said, I know why you're running after me. I know why you're running after me. It's because of the bread. You know, the reality is, when you take hunger out of a human being's problem, you've taken a good chunk of his problems away. They went after him. So he knew. He knew. Excuse me. Even you, think about it. Would you not prefer that you found a man of God, and when it was time for breakfast, he would take the breakfast, just one plate of food, bless it, break it, and then everybody gets food. When it's time for lunch, he does the same thing with the lunch. When it's time for dinner, he does the same thing with the dinner. Is that not easier than going to work? And come to think of it, you know, when you follow him, there's always excitement because somebody is walking out of a wheelchair, somebody is being healed, somebody's blind eyes are being opened. Wouldn't it be better to do that all day instead of going to some boring job somewhere? That's why they went after him. They had to find him. So when they located him, he said, well, I know why you are running after me. It's the bread. It's the bread. So when they saw that he was not cooperating, they thought this was going to be, you know, he was the Messiah. He was supposed to be the savior of the whole country. So they asked him a question. What must we do to walk the works of God? My understanding of that is, how can we do the same thing? If you will manufacture the bread, teach us to go about it. But then what Jesus said to them was a powerful revelation. In John 6:28, he said, this is the work of God, that you what? Believe on him whom he has sent. So you see, if you're going to see God in action, you're going to see God healing people, you want to see God, you know, touching your finances, touching your marriage, touching your relationships, touching your health, touching your career, touching your business, you want to see God in action. The key word there is believe. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. The good news for us tonight is this. If you're a child of God, miracles are a part of your nature, your new nature in Christ. It's not something to struggle for. It's not something to look for. It's not something to even beg for. It's part and parcel of your nature. First of all, Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 8, that the wind blows. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. He said that's how it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. See? What's the thing about the wind, really? It has force. It has capacity to make things happen. It can change the environment, change the state of a thing. It can change the location or the positioning of a thing. But then you don't see it. And though you don't see it, you can see its effect. And it says, that's how it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. You have capacity to make things happen. There is the part of you that is invisible, is packed with power because the Spirit of God is now in you. So it's your nature, it's in your nature to live supernatural. It's in your nature to make things happen with power that is beyond human ability. So signs and wonders should naturally occur in every area of your life. Every challenge that you experience becomes an opportunity for God to demonstrate his wisdom and his power in your life. Amen. If there's a challenge in your finances, a challenge with your health,
a challenge in the relationship, a challenge in your career, wherever it may be, wherever it may be coming from. It's just an opportunity for God to demonstrate his power and his wisdom. Amen. So, the good news also is that when Jesus went to the cross, he paid the price on your behalf and therefore secured for you everything you will ever need to fulfill destiny in God. Amen. So, in your heavenly bank account, your healing is there. Beyond your healing, your health is there. Your provision is there. Amen. Your promotion is there. The fulfillment of your marital destiny is there. So all you need to do is to make withdrawals. All you need to do is to make withdrawals because everything is there. All things are yours. All things are yours. The check that you use to make withdrawals on the counter of heaven is faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So there's a reward always for faith. There's compensation always for faith. God always responds to faith. It's faith. It's believing. The faith must always come first. So Mark, which we read earlier on, chapter 16, verse 20 says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them, confirming his word with accompanying signs. Amen. They went everywhere preaching. And the Lord was walking with them, confirming his word with signs following. So signs will always follow those who believe. Now listen to me. Signs followed the apostles. The signs did not follow their titles. Amen. Signs don't follow titles. So in church, they may call you elder. You may be called deacon. You may even be called bishop or pope. Signs don't follow caps or robes. Signs follow faith. It was their faith in the word that they preached that activated the power of God and the faith of those who had them. The people who preached the word had faith, absolute faith in the integrity of the word of God. And then some of those who had the word believed. And for everyone who believed, there was a flow of faith. There was a flow of power into their lives to fulfill their heart's desires. So, the signs will always follow faith. Signs don't follow tears.
Lord, and you know I've been serving you. You know I've been serving you.
The earlier you clear your tears, the better. All things are possible to him that cries. That's not what's there. I'm telling you. If tears will create an atmosphere of possibilities and miracles, what are you talking about? Tonight, that's what we will have done throughout this service. In fact, in this time, we will have crying service. A miracle crying service. You remember 1 Samuel 30, the day David and his fellow soldiers went on a raid, and while they were away, you know, some raiders also came. What you sow is what you reap, isn't it? They went to raid some cities, and some raiders also came and raided their own city, burnt down all the houses, took all their goods, all their cattle, all their animals away, took their wives and their children. And the Bible says there that David and the guys with him came back, and when they saw that everything was gone, the Bible says that they sat down and wept. The Bible says that they wept until they had no more power to weep. When we get to heaven, I'm going to request for the video, because heaven was recording it. Yeah, oh, I wish, oh, mankind was still behind at that time. We hadn't gotten the ideas from heaven. But I know they recorded it, so I'll ask for a rewind. To see men, soldiers, how soldiers cry. These were warriors. I believe that they must have been, in fact, when I think about it, must have been baritone. And then they did it to the point where the Bible says that they had no more power to weep. In other words, they were completely exhausted. It was all night crying. They were completely exhausted. They were looking at themselves. They couldn't even make any sound anymore. And everybody did it, including David. But something changed. And it was in verse 6. The Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That's it. If fear has never helped you, try faith. I've never seen anyone who solved the problem by worrying. When you create a negative atmosphere around yourself, you are excluding God completely from your affairs. He can't function in an atmosphere like that. So, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now, while they were crying, the Bible says that the men spoke of stoning David. You see that? The moment David changed his attitude, then he opened himself up to divine ideas from God. Because then it just occurred to him. Something occurred to him, and he said, bring the ephod, bring the ephod. And then he put the ephod on as a priest and prayed and said, Lord, shall I pursue them? And then the revelation just came in torrents. You shall pursue them and overtake them and without fail recover all. Everything changed when he changed his attitude. He was crying because he believed that he had suffered the loss of his family and of his goods. When he remembered. When he remembered that when the lion came and stole the lamb, the lion did not succeed in stealing his lamb permanently. He recovered the lamb. He said, I went after him, I struck him, and I took the lamb out of his mouth. By reason of the anointing of the Spirit of God on his life, he had gone beyond suffering losses. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life in abundance. When God is operating in your life, you don't suffer losses permanently. When a thief is caught, a verse in Proverbs 6 says, if a thief is caught, he is compelled to return 7 times what he stole. And when you know that it's Satan that steals your joy, steals your goods, steals whatever belongs to you, whenever you recognize him as a thief, you have a right to take back what he took with interest. You've got to look beyond your loss to see recovery. The moment David changed his attitude, the revelation came. He went after that army, recovered everything plus more. Okay? So my point is, crying did not solve their problem. In fact, the revelation that they got while crying was that they should kill David. That was the revelation they got. So, while if you cry, Tears will not attract signs. They won't attract signs. The signs don't follow tears. These signs shall follow those who believe. Signs don't follow church attendance. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, but you know I've been serving you. I attend all the four services every Sunday. I have not missed one this year. Sorry. If that was all it took to get God to act on your behalf, I won't even be coming for service. I'll be in service permanently. I'll stay here. I'll stay here. Hallelujah. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I'll stay here. Signs don't follow church attendance, and signs don't follow church or religious activities. Because you have people who, usually have people who are trying to bribe God. When the bribing doesn't work, then they want to blackmail him. There's only one thing that God responds to. It's faith. He who comes to God must believe. Signs don't follow religious activity, they follow faith. I love that woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 that, saw Elisha the prophet, and she would take the prophet into her house, feed him, and eventually she spoke to her husband and they in fact provided a room in the house for the prophet. And one day the prophet said, "What can we do for this woman?" And then they discovered she didn't have a child. And the prophetic word came and she got a child. But then something happened to the child. I want us to read it. I don't know. I have a feeling this particular one is for someone here tonight. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 17. It says, "But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, 'My head, my head.' So he said to a servant, 'Carry him to his mother.'" Isn't that interesting? That's what men usually say, isn't it? While he was working on the farm, he was okay with you. You were happy. The moment he said, "My head," my head says, "Take him to..." thank God for mothers. Amen. "Take him to his mother." Verse 20. "When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died." Verse 21. "And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, 'Please send me one of the young men and one of donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back.' So he said, 'Why are you going to him today? It's neither the new moon nor the Sabbath." It's not Sunday. There's no service today. And she said, what? "It is well." Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you." And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?'" And she answered, what? "It is well." Yeah. Yeah. See. The long and short of it is that that boy came back to life. Come on. Yeah, that's the point. She got a miracle. The resurrection of her child. But see how she went about it from the beginning. From the beginning. She was living her life on faith. All those times that the man of God had come to her house, had stayed in her house, she did not waste the opportunity. Signs don't answer to hanging around God. You got to have faith. That's the key word. She had faith. Her interaction with the man of God produced something. The seed of the word had grown in her spirit. The day when the challenge came, and I'm telling you, for a woman to watch her child die. It's not that he died and they brought him. The child died on her knees. What would you have expected her to do? Throw her head, throw everything off, scream, let it cause pandemonium. This woman didn't do that. Even her husband didn't know what happened. Get me a donkey, sir. Get me a donkey and a young man. I want to go and see the man of God. The man said, but it's not service day. What's going on? She said, it is well. That's faith, isn't it? Faith. Looking beyond the obstacle to see the reality of God's power working on your behalf. It is well. Then when the man of God saw her afar off, he sent his servant, go and ask the woman. Go and ask the woman, is it well? Is it because the man of God knew, what would the woman worry about? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She said what? It is well. Ah, that's it. That's it. For we walk by faith and not by sight. The information we walk on is different. Our reality is beyond the natural. That woman's reality at that point in time was dictated by God, not by her circumstances. Is it well? It is well. It was when she got to the man of God that she now held his foot. She got her child back to life. Someone here tonight is getting a miraculous recovery. Yeah. I came to announce, if Satan ever thought, if he allowed it to cross his mind, that what he took from you, he took permanently, he deceived himself. Tonight is a night of restoration. For someone, it will happen here physically. For some other person, it will be a phone call. In the next 24 hours. Signs don't answer to tears. Wipe those tears off. Okay? And satisfy the requirements. Some people fail an exam. They say, it's the lecturer, that teacher. God doesn't like me. But the question they asked was 2 plus 2. You said 5. So if the teacher likes you, what should he do? Still mark you right? It's not about liking. Satisfy the requirement. These signs shall follow those who believe. Not just those who love God. Or those that God loves. He loves you. But the rule when it comes to signs, wonders, miracles, when it comes to seeing power working actively in your life is believe. Believe. In Mark chapter 2, Jesus was in somebody's house ministering, and they said that some men who had seen their friend sick over a long period of time brought him on a stretcher. Okay, he couldn't even walk. When they got there, the house was packed out. There were people outside the house. They couldn't get in. They couldn't get anywhere near Jesus. You know what they did? They climbed on the roof and carried the guy to the roof and began to remove the tiles or whatever the roofing materials were. Jesus was preaching. And some things began to fall on his body. They interrupted the service. They had to get to Jesus. Now, what I'm trying to pick out is that when you are walking by faith, you don't recognize obstacles. The reality of what God will do in your life is greater than the reality of the problem or the situation. You can't go that far to the point where you tear up somebody's roof without permission. You are not a construction worker. Even if you were, you would have to take permission from the house owner before you remove his roof. For these guys to have gone to that extent, they saw their friend hit. They did. You see, challenges will sort you out. Whether you really, really have faith or not. And so many people give up along the way. Their language changes. Their countenance changes. The story changes. Their appearance changes because they did not really, really believe they had what we call mental assent. Mental assent. They agree that God can do it. But they do not really, really believe that God will do it in their own case. Those guys tore the roof. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, that's it. The power of God was activated. He saw their faith. That's it. He saw their faith. If you don't do it, you don't really, really believe it. Why haven't you gone to submit that application? Why haven't you made that phone call? Why haven't you taken that step? Because you don't really, really believe. Jesus saw their faith. The man was healed. The same thing happened again in Acts chapter 14. Paul was at Lystra. And the Bible says that while he was preaching, there was a man who had been crippled from birth. There's somewhere along the line while Paul was preaching, he just looked at the man. The Bible says that Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith. How do you see that someone has faith? I can't see faith with my eyes. The guy was doing like he was going to spring out. You know, he was going to spring. So Paul stopped the sermon and said, "Stand upright on your feet." He didn't have to touch the man. The Bible says that the man leapt up. The man jumped up. What, in his spirit, he had seen himself standing up. He had seen it. The more Paul preached, the more real it became to him. The more Paul preached, the more of a reality is the man connected to it. His healing was provided for by God, and he was. So all he needed was a word of command, a prophetic word from God. He jumped up. What are you expecting? It's dangerous to hang around God without an expectation, because that's what faith is about. That's what faith is about. When Jesus met people, he told them, according to your faith, so be it to you. That's it. Signs follow those who believe. Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believes. Somebody says, but I tried to use my faith, but it didn't work. If it didn't work, then work more on your faith. Work more on the faith. If this arrangement ever fails, it will never fail from God's end. Never ever. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The same. God will never change. His power will never be diminished. He'll never be overwhelmed by any situation or circumstance. He has 1,000,000,001 different ways by which he can solve the problem. He'll never be stranded. God will always be God. So if it's not working, then work more on your faith. Amen. Amen. And you know, Romans 10:17, faith comes. No, don't go forward. Just put a pause there. Faith comes. That's important. Faith will never be a product of human ability. You cannot manufacture faith. Faith comes. Faith is an impartation by God to the human spirit. It's an impartation. So it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what you want to do is to get faith. Receive faith. And how do you receive faith? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'll close on this note from Galatians chapter 3. And verse 5. I love this passage of scripture. Galatians, how do I get faith? Galatians chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So we know it's not by the works of the law. It's not by you trying to be good or to be right or to be righteous. Our righteousness is a gift from God. It's a gift from faith. A gift of its grace. A function of God's grace. So, it means that miracles come by the hearing of faith. Miracles come through faith. It's faith that activates God's power. Okay? These signs shall follow those who believe. Miracles answer to faith. But then, the faith comes by hearing. So, it is what you hear that determines whether you have faith, you will have faith or not. Amen? It says, he who supplies the Spirit. Oh yes, because it's the power of the Holy Spirit that practically creates the miracles. It says, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's get the picture a little clearer. Let me read from the Message Bible. It says in Galatians 3:5, answer this question. Does the God who lavishly provides you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your lives you could never do for yourselves, does he do these things because of your strenuous moral striving or because you trust him to do them in you? Amen. Faith is trust. Absolute trust in God. So he says, it will never come by your strenuous moral striving. It always comes through trusting in God. Let me pick it from the New Living Translation. It says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. Amen. I know sometimes it's easier to be very active in church and to come and to attend every service than to believe. Than to let go. The big issue I know, the big challenge for human nature is that it does not make sense for us to deny facts. See? The fact is you are not well. They took your blood, they took your urine, they ran the tests in the lab, they applied the chemicals. You saw the results. They did X-ray, C-ray, A-ray. Sorry. They did. That is the reality. And that's where the struggle then comes. Which information do you build your sense of reality on, or your concept of reality on? So, it is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. Let me read it from the Amplified Bible. Galatians 3 verse 5. It says, then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works powerfully and miraculously among you do so on the grounds of your doing what the Lord demands or because of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you heard. How shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? See, the believing comes after the hearing. And then it depends on who you are listening to. It's the hearing of faith. You ask anyone who's seen God move in their lives in phenomenal ways, and you will find there are certain things that are characteristic of them. They hear God's word over and over and over and over and over. Many years ago, when I began to listen to tapes, it was tapes then. You know, in the early years of our church, and the Holy Spirit just gave me the wisdom. It took God to open my eyes to see it. God gave me the opportunity, yes, to have a relationship with Bishop Oyedepo. And what I wanted was to be able to see him all the time and just enjoy his presence. And then it didn't take long before I realized it was not realistic. He has work to do. And I'm not the only person in his world. Saying, I was getting frustrated when the Holy Spirit showed me the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The anointing is on the word. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Said, my knowledge is a carrier of my grace. If you know what he knows, you will carry the grace that he's carrying. I think, oh, so that's it. So I just got the simple wisdom to go pack his tapes, to call his PA and to ask him, please get all the tapes of the last 3 months. It's either I went there or I sent someone there to bring the tapes. And then I listened to them. I played them continuously in my car. Over and over and over and over. I woke up in the morning. That was the first thing. I was having my bath. I left the door open so I could hear the message. I had the over and over. It didn't take long before I began to feel differently. Faith was exploding in my spirit. Who I was on the inside was becoming many more times who I was on the outside. Anyone who saw me on the outside would not notice there was any difference, but I knew it. And because I knew the spiritual law, your outside must always catch up with your inside. It's a law, sir. I knew that somewhere along the line, whatever the limitations were around my life, the dam was going to break someday. I knew it. And there was a friend of mine who was struggling at the same time. And one day I said to him, I said, you know what? Go and pack Bishop Oyedepo's tapes. Something's happening inside me. Before you know it, my life's going to change. Go and pack the tapes. And you know, I saw it because my first pastor, as a believer, you know, when I met this table and chair in his house, the chair was, you know, if you sat on it, you were dancing. All the joints, the chair had almost collapsed. And he explained what happened. As a young Christian, he would pack the tapes of Kenneth He again. He said, for some months, he didn't even go to church on Sundays, because he was attending a church. It was an Orthodox church. And after some time of being fed with the word of God from Kenneth Hagin's tapes, he wasn't blessed anymore going to church to sit down. So he would come from work on Friday evening and sit on that chair. And he would listen to tapes and listen to tapes with his Bible open, read the Bible, listen to tapes, read the Bible, until he would eat, sleep, wake up, listen to tapes, read the Bible. That was what he would do from Friday evening till Monday morning when he went back to work. I'm serious. But the results showed. The results showed. The results showed. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What are you hearing? What are you listening to? Who is speaking to you? The information that is coming into you, does it have the capacity to bat faith? Or the capacity to bat fear? He who supplies the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and obey his commandments which I command you this day. He said the Lord will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And these blessings will run after you and overtake you in the land of the living. Moses said that in Deuteronomy 28. So if something is not working, walk on the faith. Amen. Yes. Walk on the faith. There is a labor described in Hebrews chapter 4. There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Let us therefore labor to enter into that rest. Hebrews 4, 10 and 11. Labor to enter. How do you get the rest? God said. Amen. You know, the moment God says, that settles this, isn't it? The Satan, the devil, that would stop what God wants to do has not been invented yet and can never be invented. Once God said it, he said, I have proposed it. I will do it. I have spoken it. Isaiah 46:11. I will bring it to pass. Tonight, somebody's word has arrived. Miracles, answer to faith. And I came today to say to you, we walk by faith and not by sight. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, the ones that are not seen are eternal. You know, my first pastorate in this city, my assistant pastor married, I think they married just about a year after we married, or in fact maybe some months, and all that while had been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. 2 years ago, in fact 2.5 years ago now, I was in the house in London, and I asked them, at that time they had been waiting for the fruit of the womb for 17 years. They had not had a baby 17 years. But when you are a believer in God, you know it is inevitable, sir. And they are ministers of the gospel, man and woman of the word. So I said, that God will do it is not an issue. My question is, how are you managing it? How do you feel? How are you coping with it? And then what they said to me made my heart glad. They said, you know what? We have come to a point where we have entered our rest. We don't even think about it anymore. It's inevitable that God will do it. It's inevitable. Okay? So we're not going to worry about it. We're just carrying on with our lives. I said, fine. That's what I just wanted to find out. It's the process, how you manage it. Last week, we were in their house in London, playing with their baby, 10 months old. After 18 years, excuse me, how long have you waited that you are mourning and complaining and saying, if God, God, and you know, shut up. If God ever delays it, it's because it is prophetic. No, watch out. People in the Bible who had delays in conception, by the time the child came, the child was a prophet. Because the arrival of the baby was timed in God's plan. It's not about you. If you get the baby, what will you do with the baby? Will you eat the baby? You are talking about a human destiny. that has an important role to play in God's program. It's not about you, it's about God. If you were Elizabeth, the wife of Zacharias, you were destined to give birth to a John the Baptist. Some people can have 20 babies that will not be equal to that one. You understand what I mean? And he is destined to be born 6 months before the Messiah. His mother, the mother of the Messiah, the person who give birth to Messiah, has not yet been born. You are already married. So when you pray for a baby, the answer to your prayer will be a postdated check. Because your own is one knockout, one child that they will be talking about forever. One child that will be part of the changing of human history. Okay? One. That God will do it is not the issue. The big issue is, when the time arrives, will he find you in the position to receive it? It is inevitable. There is someone here whose change has been due since, but the spirit has not been in a condition to receive. But tonight I see faith birthing your heart. And because faith has been birthing your heart, I prophesy by the Spirit of God that the heavens are opened over you tonight. And the power of the Spirit of God is coming on you right now. Overnight, you will have a dream that will indicate everything has changed. Someone will wake up tomorrow morning, and you just find out everything that will happen throughout tomorrow will be for a change of status. Can you stand to your feet and let's pray in the spirit a few minutes? Faith is not a product of the human mind. Pray in the spirit. He who supplies the spirit and works miracles among you. Signs are products of the supernatural. Signs are products of the supernatural. You've got to bypass your mind and let the Holy Ghost work in you. All things are possible to him that believes. Nothing shall be impossible with God. A virgin can conceive a baby. Hey! Open up your spirit to receive from God. As you pray in the spirit, give your imagination to the Holy Ghost. Begin to see your miracle. Begin to see the turnaround. Begin to see the breakthrough. See it. It is well. It is well. It is well. Yay! What God gave me can never be taken away. It is well. Woman, is it well with you? It is well. Hey, is it well with your husband? It is well. Is it well with your finances? It is well. Is it well with your health? It is well. Hey, is it well with your marriage? It is well. It is well. Thank you.
Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All things are possible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord. We 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 thank you, Lord.
Someone came to the service and there is absolutely nothing in terms of money to give. You give seed to the sower. I prophesy tonight will be the last time you will come to the service with nothing to give. Tonight, your identity, your capacity, your level has changed. From tomorrow morning, you will know exactly what to do.
Amen.
You will know where to go.
Amen.
You will know what to say.
Amen.
Those who have much more qualification and connections than you have will be surprised at your outcome.
Amen.
I prophesy over everyone standing in God's presence and handing over their finances to God tonight. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never lack material and financial resources again. I prophesy a season of miracles, signs, wonders, in terms of material provision, provision of accommodation, transportation, provision of jobs, provision of equipment.
Amen.
Provision of finances.
Amen.
There shall be miracles.
Amen.
Signs.
Amen.
And wonders.
Amen.
There shall be miracles.
Amen.
There shall be signs.
Amen.
There shall be wonders.
Amen.
There shall be miracles.
Amen.
There shall be signs.
Amen.
There shall be wonders.
Amen.
In your finances.
Amen.
There shall be miracles.
Amen.
There shall be signs.
Amen.
And there shall be wonders.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.